Israeli official has announced a number of plans to worsen conditions for Palestinian prisoners. Gilad Erdan's plans include rationing water supplies, limiting prisoners' access to television, and reducing the number of family visits. Speaking at a press conference, Erdan also said there will be clear limits on the amount of water that a prisoner consumes daily. Erdan added Israeli authorities are likely to begin implementing the plan in the coming weeks once it's been approved by the cabinet. According to official statistics, the number of Palestinian prisoners in Israel's jails has reached 5,500, including 230 children and 54 women. Joining us now out of Detroit, Michigan, is Mr. Blaine Coleman from the Palestine Human Rights Activists and BDS Pioneer. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts on this? I don't know if it was a Caesar, I believe, who said you judge a population by how they treat their prisoners. What can you tell us?
Well, Danielle, yeah, and it also immediately makes you think of Israel's declaration a few years ago that they were going to put the entire population of the Gaza Strip on a diet. Do you remember that?
I sure do.
It makes you think of that. This is another way you can tell, in case you didn't notice, that Israel is a colonial settler state, totally alien to the actual place that it's in. There are 300 million Arabs around this thing called Israel and in it, and Israel acts like it can just openly, gleefully, sadistically torture the Arab population of Palestine, of Lebanon, of everywhere. This is not a state which has any connection to the actual land and the actual people that it's planted in. It's a colonial settler state. The Nazi regime used to limit the water that was allotted to prisoners also in the concentration camps. This is the behavior of a colonial settler regime. And in my mind, there's only one way to deal with it, and that's for sanctions and boycotts against Israel. I'm not the only one who said that. I think today, Mustafa Barghouti in Palestine said the same thing, that sanctions are the way to deal with this. Sanctions against Israel.
And you know, just about, I think it was late November, B'Tselem said that there are, out of these 5,500 prisoners, and this is not, you know, today's statistics, this is for over a month and a half ago, that over 481 of these prisoners are held in indefinite, you're very well are aware of, administrative detention. They're held with no charge, no trial. Minors are involved. Women are involved. You're talking about over 500 people now. 10% of the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have no charge or trial. Now they're going to be denied, you know, no access to, you know, family visits or limited access, and water rationing, food rationing. Your thoughts on that?
Right. You look at the behavior of the Israeli prison authorities today, compare it to the white South African apartheid prison authorities in the 1960s and 70s and 80s. You might even compare it to the Nazi concentration camps. You can see, if you look at history, that this mistreatment of prisoners does not keep a racist regime in power. The Nazi regime is dead and buried. The apartheid regime of South Africa is dead and buried. And you can be sure that the same thing is coming for the Israeli apartheid regime, the exact same thing. And their mistreatment of prisoners today is not going to save them from that.
And, you know, Gilad Erdan's, you know, his plans, they actually, you know, they don't resonate with a lot of Jews, but they do resonate with settlers. Why?
Well, I would actually say that this kind of racism against Arabs, this gleeful racism against the Palestinian population, is not confined to the quote-unquote settler population. You have to remember that all of Israel is an illegal settlement. All of Israel is basically a European-initiated invasion of an Arab land. And the population, the non-Arab population of Israel has been over 90% in favor of these massacres against Gaza time after time. This is what a Ku Klux Klan state does to the population, whether you're talking about Mississippi in the 1950s or you're talking about Israel today. This is a Ku Klux Klan state which has encouraged this very widespread violent racism against Palestinians, against Arabs, and as you see, against Iranians. And there's only one way to deal with a state like Israel that does that. That's boycott that state until it's abolished.
Thank you for joining us. Blaine Coleman there, everyone. Joining us there out of Detroit, Michigan.